it was definitely an album episode, not one that they would put in the club.
Yeah, I'm...
If they had put this in the club...
Yeah, I don't... That's why I don't like the club.
Yeah, like, Valerie's character development in the club doesn't really mean much of anything.
Yeah, especially when the people outside of the club can't hear about it.
But then Jay gets character development in the club, like 30 Jays Hath September, and then it does continue into the mainstream, and then the people who just listen on the radio or buy the albums miss out on that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got off track a little bit there. So, the episode, how does the numbering system work? The club episodes come after the album episodes that were released that year?
They don't really work, because they had, like, the one, they had the,
oh, the, yes, the one flood. With Putin and Penny.
Yeah, they're back from their away. Wedding, swept away. Well, they had that came out while they were still supposed to be gone on their honeymoon, so it's not really, doesn't really work.
Which is another reason.
Probably meant to.
Which is another reason why they should stop doing club episodes and just make 12 episode albums.
Because the club is still worth it if you're because you get access to all of them for a whole year instead of having to buy all the discs. So, and even without the club exclusives,
they could do what they could do is do 2 12 episode albums in a year, and then also do like 1 or 2 club exclusive episodes, because they don't actually end up, usually the club episodes just say focus on the family for the ministry.
Yeah, and also they could just you'd still have like early access and stuff for the regular episodes, but then we don't have these two storylines going on that exist to only like half the listeners and can't be expanded upon outside of the club episodes. But that's enough on our thoughts on the platform service of the AIO club.
I like the club still.
Yeah, I like the club, just not how they do episodes exactly.
Yeah. And it just looks...
It's not horrible. It just sometimes crashes. But I know they've got a lot of those bugs worked out. But also, it's not the easiest to get around. There was a long time where you couldn't comment on some of the bonus things.
Oh, yeah. I don't really use the app for those commenting things.
I don't either, because obviously it's devolved into a place of immature children talking
like
about episodes.
The podcast comments.
Exactly.
This app is a lot better than the one before. When did they updated it in like early 2020 or 2019 or something, and the version before that was a lot worse than this. It crashed a lot, and you could only download one episode at a time.
Was it ever only one? I thought it was like...
Well, no, you could download 10
like
episodes, but
or 10.
You could only have one downloading at a time. And then once you finish downloading the first, you'd go and download a second.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was pretty inconvenient because, especially when we lived somewhere where we didn't have Wi-Fi, and so we had to use cellular data. And so it would take a long time to download 10 episodes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Also,
the annoying thing is... Sorry, go ahead.
I remember downloading episodes on a boat in Halong Bay in Vietnam, and it was taking a long time then.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I specifically remember that time when I think of downloading episodes, because I was trying to download an episode, and it kept saying, like, it lost network, and so it would lose the progress of the download or something. But with the new app, that doesn't happen. So the new app is maybe just compared to the old app, I think it's really good.
The main thing I remember about, like, the main memory I have downloading episodes is when we were on vacation one time, like, on a road trip. I think that was when we were going to, like, the Ark and the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did
we
you...
We were, like,
have
stopped
you...
at...
Did you go into the planetarium in the Creation Museum?
No, I wish I had, because
Paul Herlinger narrates
does the voice for that. And I didn't know about that at the time, because I was like 12. But then I found out about it afterwards and wished we had gone. And then also, I think on the inner tube, like Kevin or Josh went there and said that they also heard Jason or Townsend Coleman somewhere in there.
And Josh often talks about hearing like Corey Burton or something at Disneyland.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, but when I went, because I was younger and didn't recognize voices as well as I do now, but it would have been cool to hear that.
Yeah, I definitely recognized Paul Herlinger, and I waited to watch the credits to be sure. I was like 90% certain that this has to be Paul Herlinger narrating this.
Yeah, and as I was saying before someone so rudely interrupted me, the memory I have about downloading episodes was on vacation, going to the Creation Museum, like stopped at some gas station, like, and we had like zero coverage anywhere along the ride, and so had to download them really quick. And I think we were listening to Novacom at that time, and just trying to download them all so then we could leave the gas station, because we wouldn't have any like coverage to download them while we were on the drive.
Yeah, I think my memory was The Ties That Bind. I was listening through The Ties That Bind. I think it was the first time that I listened to it was then,